Welcome all to the meeting of the Scrutiny Regeneration Development and Market Hall Committee on the 5th of July 2023. Could we receive any apologies for absence, please, Andrea?
Thank you, Chairman. We've received apologies from Councillor Hadley. Okay.
Do any other councillors have any declarations of interest to declare on the items under discussion at this evening's meeting? Is that a no? Okay. Thank you. Item 3, to consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12. I'm not aware of any urgent business for consideration at this meeting.
Yep. That's correct, Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Item 4, appointment of the Vice Chairman. I'd like to propose Councillor Amanda Shrive to be Vice Chair. Do I have a seconder to that, please? Shad. Do we have any other nominations?
I would like to nominate Councillor Adam Clark.
Adam Clark. So we'll go for Mandy, Councillor Shrive first. Those again at four, Councillor Shrive. Got that, Andrea? Yeah. And those against? Three. Any abstentions? Okay, and those for councillor. Oh, I need a seconder for. Yeah, Councillor Clark. Sorry, yeah, Councillor Allen. Those four. Those against. And any abstentions. So I propose that councillor. Mandy Shrive is the Vice Chair. Yeah. Thanks for that. Item 5, Corporate Plan Performance Report. So now I invite the Programmes and Transformation Team Leader to give an overview of the Corporate Plan Performance Report 2022-23.
Thank you, Chair. So everyone will have seen this report. Over the last few weeks, but the purpose of the report is to provide an update at the end of the 2022-23 financial year towards achieving the priorities set out in the 2022-23 corporate plan. There are 129 indicators in total, and each target is graded using the usual red, amber or green system. So in total there are 120 green, one amber, seven are red and one has been deferred. In terms of the leisure contract, the leisure operator continues to be compliant with the service specification, and the RAG ratings at the end of the Q4 for the key performance indicators show 75 are green, one was amber and two were red. Full performance information on all corporate indicators can be seen in Appendix 1. However, a summary of the percentage and number of performance indicators for each corporate priority and cabinet portfolio is shown in Table 2 at paragraph 5.4. Table 3 at paragraph 5.5 lists the targets that have been given a red or amber status. An update has been provided for each target. Happy to take any questions. Thank you, Chair.
Are there any questions at all? No. Oh, Councillor Lock.
I know there's a slight lag on producing these reports. I was just wondering, in the case of CR30, the Washlands, it says current estimate July, August. Is that still holding for July, August, given we're now in July?
Tom, you happy to? Yeah. Thank you.
So we've had the latest round of tender submissions back for the Washington's project, with four bidders coming forward. The majority of them are suggesting that the works will need to take place from next spring. And this has sort of been one of the things that's been reflected in the corporate plan that was approved on Monday evening. So we're now looking to award the contract by next month with a view that the likelihood is the work will start next spring. So that, yeah, unfortunately, because the work's seasonal, the consequence of not being able to award until this point means that we simply can't do the work over the winter period.
Okay, are there any more questions at all? No. Okay, thank you. We'll go on to item six, scrutiny review programme. Now I invite councillors to put forward any scrutiny review topics relevant to the scrutiny committee so that we can put together a work programme for the ensuing year. Are there any things that you'd like to put forward to scrutinise? Yeah, Councillor.
Given the talk of a potential cooperative model for Market Hall going forwards, perhaps that's something this scrutiny committee could do an investigation into to see what how cooperative models have worked in Market Halls around the country to date.
Are there any other things that we'd like to scrutinise? Councillor Swire.
The market is actually run, you know, the sizes of the stalls and everything else, and that sort of thing, just really down to basics and see what we're working with in order to fill it.
Yeah, okay. Are there any further suggestions at all? Are members of the committee happy with the ones that have been put forward? Mark? No. So we have a list. Can we decide when we want to carry out these reviews?
Given the corporate plan target around the co-op model, it probably makes sense if we could probably look to complete that over the next 2 or 3 months. I think it'd help then kind of feed into that upper decision as well. So I'd probably say in kind of looking at that and exploring that as an option, probably makes sense just given when the corporate plan target is on that.
Okay. So Dan, will you put together a work programme and circulate this to the committee members and begin the scope for review?
Yeah, I'm just conscious that the next scrutiny meeting, I think, is scheduled for September. So I wonder if it's worth having a sort of offline discussion to agree the scope of the review and to progress this sort of quite quickly then, if that's the core plan target. Is that okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Item seven. Sorry, Mark.
Just to clarify, the corporate plan target for examining cooperative is March 2024, I think, I believe, isn't it? Just to let members of the committee know, there's also another corporate plan target for September in respect of the Market Hall, which is in connection with bringing forward the HM Treasury report that work that Amion Consultancy are currently undertaking at the moment. That should be with members in September. That's currently how it's tracking, anyway.
Yeah.
It's normal to appoint a subgroup, I think is what Daniel was suggesting, because the scrutiny group is not going to be meeting again until September unless you call another one, which isn't unusual either. We normally, as far as I understand, appoint a subgroup at this meeting at the point at which we've agreed that what we're going to scrutinise.
Right, okay.
I think we can either have a subgroup or a full committee sort of informal meeting, whatever's your preference, or whatever the preference of the committee is, Chair.
What would everybody prefer? Would you prefer a subcommittee, or just we all just discuss it together?
Because we're such a small group, we might as well just have an informal.
Yeah. Has everybody agreed with that? Yeah. Okay. So we'll go with that. Then we'll just discuss it as a whole. Yeah.
Could I ask sort of ahead of any meetings that members any questions, any sort of ideas, topics they'd want to consider? They could perhaps share them with myself and the rest of the group, so I could start working on the sort of scoping paper ahead of the subgroup meeting. If that's okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Go to item seven. Is that right? No. Yeah. Item seven, a list of public executive decisions have been circulated with the agenda. Does anyone have any questions on any of these? Councillor Locke.
Hello again. I'd like to ask a question on 568.23, the donation of 5 market stalls from Utox to markets to traders. I was a little bit confused by this because it says we've identified the stalls as being beyond repair, not capable of upcycling or even being cannibalised for parts. So why do they want them? They presumably want them so they can use them. Are they even safe for us to pass them to?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. This was a request from Utox to Town Council, who they themselves were in consultation with the traders who apparently wanted this equipment. From our perspective, it was beyond its life, so that's when the arrangement was given. So we have provided them free of charge, and we've obviously signed off disclaimers, both us and the Town Council. So it would be up to the traders. Maybe it was from the point of view of it's probably not economically viable for us to do that, but maybe for them to repair them. It's obviously it's there, so it was in their gift to do that, but we've provided those stalls free of charge. There will be another EDR coming forward, because as a result of that, it means that the cost of the UTC operating the market means that the cost to this council will be reduced also. So there is a longer term financial benefit that should be coming forward in an EDR, a future EDR in the next hopefully month or two. So this scrutiny will see that EDR shortly.
Just historically, where did the market stalls come from? Were they provided by this council or Utox Town Council?
I believe originally they were East Staffordshire Borough Council's property, so they would have been provided by this council.
Has any when this EDR has been considered, at any point has it been suggested or thought about, considered to just purchase new stalls for them to use?
That would have been for the Utox City Town Council to decide. This council gives UTC a grant of £4,500 for them to operate the market. How they operate it would be up to them. They've obviously made a decision that they didn't want to store. Erect or remove those stalls. So that was the decision. So they've now said that any erection and storage of any stalls would be up to the traders. So it's not even an East Staffordshire Borough Council to Town Council decision. It's actually the traders who are sort of even further down the line who are involved in that. It was their decision. So we were just following the request that UTC made of us in allowing to have those stalls.
Okay, any more questions at all? No? Okay, we'll go on to item 8 then. I don't think there's been any questions that have been received in advance of this meeting, I was wondering.
That's correct, Chairman, no questions have been received.
Okay, thank you. So the date of our next meeting is the 21st of September 2023. Let's confirm that with you. We go on to item 10 now. We have one item to consider in private, so I'll now move that in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or in the nature of the proceedings that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in paragraph of part 1 of the Schedule 12A of the Act indicated in brackets before